Well, welcome to WUSB Stony Brook. We're very happy to have.
Thanks, Wagner.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you. You were just up here recently, actually playing in Patchogue, I think.
Huh?
You guys were just up here recently playing in Patchogue at the at Bobby's, I think, recently.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we caught that show. Great, great show.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. And now you're coming back up for the Rock in the River cruise with James Cotton.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That ought to be great.
That ought to be great. How is it working with James these days after all these years?
All right. It's beautiful when I can catch up with that guy.
you know what it is.
I just left him. Ain't been too long ago for the first time in a long time, man.
Yeah, you guys must be great together these days. I've never seen.
Oh, yes. We are.
I'm sure.
We grew up together.
Yeah. Back in Greenwood, right?
That's right.
Wow, how was it back in Greenwood in those days?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice, but you know, things just wasn't happening like it is now, you know.
Of course.
And everything, but hey, man, I thought those were some good old days, you know.
Yeah, let's go back to that time a little bit, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You started off really playing some guitar when, exactly?
Oh, man. I had my first guitar at 6 years old.
Wow.
No name, my mother bought it for me. My brother, he had a guitar. At least he didn't have a guitar, but he had a wipes out the house. And he learned how to play that wire. Man, he could make that one wire cry. And then he put him another number. He got the four wires, and he quit. You know, that was the last wire he put up with his fourth wire up there. You could play all four of them. Good, man.
Must have been a great, great, exciting time in life.
Oh, back then it was
young man.
Great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tell people about that now. My brother was mild. I just lost him about a month ago, you know?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I know you. I know how it is, my partner. We all got to go.
Was he your older brother or younger brother?
Yeah, oldest brother.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's a seven, man.
So he was one of the guys that really got you going on the guitar, right?
Oh yeah, he's the one that made it, man. He started all of this, you know.
And look, it's taken you a long, long way. You've had an incredible journey.
Oh man, have my really God thanks.
Yeah, it's and what I mean,
you sure know.
Yeah, what a career. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah, what a career, man. And do you know, I feel great. Now, although I got one lung and I had a heart attack behind, but man, I'm back.
Yeah, we've been following that up here and praying for you, actually.
That's right. I know it.
Yeah, you can feel it. And we're so happy. You know, when you came up to Patchogue, it's like, wow, Hubert's back up here. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
So, after your initial guitar playing experiences, you did some stuff in church too, or?
Oh, I did. You know, I came up in the church. You know, really, when my mother bought me that first guitar, I started playing in the church. You know, my brother, me and my brother, he'd be, you know, and so I got kind of messed around with the guitar a little bit, you know. In other words, I hit the wrong notes up there, man. In church one Sunday, and all these musicians, they came from everywhere. You know how it is in the country, these country churches, man, and everything. People come from different counties, you know, and all these people, the musicians and oh man, singers and so forth, and guitar players. I bet you it was about four or five guitar players there that when my mother got hold to me. You know, it was on a Sunday. I'll never forget it, man. They had a big feast that Sunday, and I was one of the musicians.
Uh-huh.
That was, you know, with about five or six guitar players up there. And I hit the wrong note. My mother begged for me, but I knew what I had did. But I didn't figure she knows what I had did. And she begged for me to come down. And I came down off the bandstand, and she said, you know, do you know what you just did? And I said, no, ma'am. Oh, you know what you just did. I just heard you play Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. And I said, Mama, how you know? Bam! So up on the table, man, she hit me so hard I saw stars, everything. I went up on the bench, man, the church bench, just in the big long bench. When I come out on the bench, she pointed to the door. Church door? And said, son, let me tell you something. You just backslid it. I didn't know what that was, man.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what backsliding was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She told me, that would mean you out the church. You don't come back no more. You out of that church.
Yeah.
You no more affiliated with that church.
Oh.
And man, let me tell you something. I was docked up that morning, had to grease my legs and had my little short pants and things. I went home and then my daddy, look, he was getting ready to leave. He was getting ready to get on his mule and make his rounds. Mm-hmm. On Sunday morning, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wait until I hear it, until he left. Because I know he's going to get to me next, you know.
Oh.
I'm going to get another whooping.
Boy, your mom really meant business, huh?
Oh, man, she meant business. Oh, Lord, did she mean business, man.
Oh.
You know, I'm going to say that's what happened to me.
That's a great story. Now, so you kind of fell into the blues a bit there, huh?
Oh, man.
An early love of the blues?
Sure I did. And then, you know, my brother, he knowed all this stuff, man. He had heard it and he could play it.
Uh-huh.
On this one why he said upside the wall. Elmo James and all these people with that one where he had a ball in the bottom, and when he got ready to tune for his to his voice, he would drag that bottle up that why.
Uh-huh.
And another ball he had playing with it, sliding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, he was something else. Then I happened to pick this old record one Sunday morning. Man, no, yeah, this was on a Monday. I was going to school,
uh-huh.
And at that time they throw garbage at any place, man. We didn't have no same place we could throw our garbage.
Uh-huh.
And I found this old WAP record by Charlie Patton, man.
Oh, he's the man.
7/8, I picked it out of this garbage on the side of the road. On the side of this gravel road. And I brought it back home because we had a wind-up Victoria. Wind-up, one of them wind-up things. You put your record on, just wind it up, and it'll play.
Uh-huh.
And so what happened, man, I wind the thing up, and it started playing, and all I could do was hear this guy moan, "Oh, Lord, please." And, you know, I said, "Oh, man," and the record just shattered.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you remember what song?
It whopped and shouted, man.
Do you remember what song it was?
No, I don't know what song it was. I tell you what. I tried to figure out that song. I even not got all the Charlie Patton, but I ain't heard that guy moan like that.
Oh, yeah. What a voice, right?
What a voice he had, man.
Oh, yeah. He really put it across. You could feel it like...
That's right. And you know, when I heard that in Wolf's voice.
Oh,
I
yeah.
heard it in Muddy's voice.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That sound, that's got it, man. I said, oh, Lord, how much. I said, I've been here these things and didn't know it, you know?
Yeah, that was like the voice in the wilderness kind of a sound, you know?
That's what it was.
Yeah, man, that lonely,
that's what it sounded like,
man. That blues
voice. Yeah. In other words, I tell you what, I learned so much after then. And that's why I play the blues, because I know how to now. By listening to Wolf, and Wolf showed me things, and Muddy, and all these guys, they showed me what was going on. And Cotton, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Cotton had more of my wisdom of what was happening in this blues land than anybody did, man. Then Wolf and my Muddy, he knew the same thing. And this guy was young, you know?
Patton, you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Patton, my favorite...
He had been out of Cotton's. I tell you what, he got me from my mother's and them house.
Uh-huh.
I never will forget it. They didn't want me to play. Mom and them didn't want me to go with Cotton because she figured we going to get in a damn mess, you know.
and you did, right?
Yeah, we did. So that's where that was.
Fantastic. So you and James Cotton were hanging out when you were kids.
That's right, man. When we get ready to get work with one another right now, let me tell you something.
Oh, cool.
We know what one another gonna do before we even do it.
That's amazing. That's That's a great tight bond, yeah. So when you guys were first starting out, were you guys playing in places together?
Oh, man, we played in places where Wolf had played, Muddy had played.
Uh-huh.
They didn't want them guys back, and not with us, because we had a special date, a night, and they didn't. You know?
I got you.
And of course, they still had the jobs because what happened, Wolf gave me a cotton 15 minutes or his 30 minutes he had on this radio station.
Oh.
Yeah, man, after we was playing together and everything, and we was good, it was so good that Wolf had heard us play, you know?
Wow.
And everything, and so he gave us 15 minutes or his 30 minutes on KWM. That's the name of the radio station. I don't mind naming it, man. In West Memphis, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And we got so good with that 15 minutes. He taking his 15. Well, guys, let me tell you so. What you think this is? I tell you what to do, guys. Goodbye. That's what he told us, man.
You were upstaging him. I'm telling you that.
That's right. We were taking his jobs. You know what I'm talking about, man? That was him.
There was no backsliding that day. I'll tell you that.
No. No, really. But you know, we just wasn't making the money that Moore and them was making at that time. But I tell you what, I think we were. Not only that, they wouldn't let us drink anything. And, you know, we had our special nights.
Right.
You know. And everybody else, you know, it was the older people were quite nasty. They drank, but man, us, they wouldn't let us drink, but they would fill our hats up with nickels and dimes and quarters. I think we made more money than they did in a way.
Because you didn't spend it at the bar, that's why.
No, we didn't have to.
Exactly. Exactly. So how old were you guys, you and James?
Oh, man, I think I was about, I don't know, I had to be right around about 12, maybe 13, because
wow.
I remember going to see Wolf. Yeah, I was just had me 13, man.
Wow.
Yeah, because I went to see Wolf after the, you know, well, no, before then. Before I got with Cotton. I had saw Wolf because I went to see him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They threw me out. They threw me out to drink because I was too small. I was crawling up on these women's legs, man, to try to get in. And I would get to the door. And then they throw me back out. Oh, who do you think this is? Go home to your mother. You know?
That's funny.
I figured I'm going to get in there some kind of way to see the Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I wasn't going to do nothing but stand up there and look at him and wishing I was playing, that's all.
Yeah.
But they didn't want me in there. Man, they had some Coca-Cola crates stacked up behind that joint. Them Coca-Cola crates up, made me a walkway right up to the one window up there with a Zoll fan in it. They pulled that out, this big long juke joint. And man, somebody jacked those Coca-Cola crates out from under me. You know, when they on Wolf head, I went with the fan, man, in my hand. And Wolf, this man was so big, he caught me in the fan just like I was nothing. And said, ladies and gentlemen, bring him a chair. Bring this young man a chair. And he set me down between him, Willie Johnson.
Wow.
And all of them, the band, he said, you sit there, young man, till I get through. And I got to say, you know, I'm going to take you home. You sit. Let me tell you, only thing, they taking me to the bathroom. I mean, they guarded me to the bathroom with bodyguards, man. It would come back and sit right there, back down in the chair until he got through playing. But you better believe I learned a lot by sitting and listening to him.
Oh, yeah.
And everything, he taking me home, man. And let me tell you something. I got one of the worst whooping I ever had in my life. My mother whooped me and then my daddy whooped me.
Oh, man.
I got, oh, yes, sir. But do you know that didn't stop me? I was right back out there the next Friday.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Wolf was the man. Did you ever get to?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever get to play with Willie Johnson?
I did. The last years before Wolf passed.
Okay.
Sure did, man.
Yeah, because Willie, you know, those early Howlin' Wolf cuts,
I know.
some of those early cuts are, Willie is
That's
like,
right. Wolf before I was.
yeah, right, that's what I mean. Wolf had some great taste in guitar players, I'll tell you
Oh,
that.
man, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah, Lindsey Bogan. He had a lot of guitar players, man.
Yeah, but you obviously the one that lasted the longest in the premiere, but he started off even with a great guitar player, Willie
Sure
Johnson,
he did.
and then he.
Sure he did.
So how did you wind up?
On really, how many more years? The
Right.
real how many more years? Willie Johnson.
Right.
And yet Willie Johnson, Willie Steele, he
Right.
had all these guys, man, playing.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but you know who really, Ike Turner.
That's right.
Ike Turner, man.
That's
Played
right.
on piano.
Who was a great, great, great player.
Yes, he was.
Great player, man. Great. So how did you actually wind up actually in Wolf's band? Did you just,
Well,
was
I
it a
tell you
slow
what,
thing or?
one night, at least 1 week, he came by on his way to Louisiana, and he asked Cotton, could I go with him? Cotton told him, yeah. And so because we wasn't doing anything, and I went to learn the band, I didn't know Wolf was putting his band down. You know, I didn't know he was putting his band down that night.
Right.
And so he told me on his way, he said, guys, Hubert, I know all these guys know it. This is their last night with me. This is the last night I'm going to have this band. He said, I give them all the instruments. And I wanted you to come and find out what was going on and everything. I would like for you to play with me.
Oh, great.
And I thought the kid was, man, I didn't believe him at that time. Then in the way I did. Sure enough, we got back to West Memphis that night from Louisiana, where we played the last night. Got back to the hotel in West Memphis, the Wolf Hotel, and so he told all the guys, "Say, hey, you got your guitars and you got your amps and you got your pianos and you got all the stuff. Say, I'll see you guys. Thank you."
Wow.
And sure enough, man, the next week he came by the back. By the hotel where I was staying with Cotton, said, Cotton say, I'm going to Chicago, saying, if I send back and get Hubert, will you let him come? Cotton said, yes, sir. Said, Hubert, will you want to go? I told him, sure. And he said, man, go ahead on. He said, you'll make more money with him. You will me anyway. He said, not only that, I hope you good luck. He said, I hope you send back and get me.
Wow, what
sure enough, we did.
What a gentleman about the whole thing, huh?
Yes. He sitting back and got him, and he got with money.
Right. Wow, what a story.
Oh,
so did you guys
hit
right
I got a bad cold, man.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I ain't told you half or what, but I'm going to see my guy, all my peoples, you know?
Yeah, we're going to look forward to seeing
you. Thanks a lot, man, for everything.
You got it. Can you hold one more second?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much to Hubert Sumlin, WUSB. Hubert, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, Hubert, we're going to do one more.